Well, you're just going to be sick to hear this, but half of the lights were black, just plain black with little pin pricks of light in them, and the rest have a very definite purple tinge to them. They look like it was, you know how it is when the sun is setting and the sky turns purple. Well, they were all purple except for about two or three. Some by the boat, took some boats and some water. Very pretty green land. A couple of those turned out. But I know it's going to make you just sick, Daddy, because this was your film where you had your medals pinned on. Now, some did turn out, but I was real disgusted with it. You got a little note from the people. Oh, excuse me. A note from the Kodak people, and it said that the discoloration affecting your film was caused by exposure to heat and humidity. Sensitized products must be protected as much as possible. It says, and then it tells you to keep your film in a cool place and keep your film in a moisture-tight packing until you're ready to load the camera, and keep your camera cool and dry and get it directly processed as soon as you can. And it says since your film was crummy, they had shipped you a new film of the same type. So you have a new film, a new roll here waiting for you. With these pictures that didn't turn out so good, Daddy. There was one of you standing alone on a mountain overlooking something. He looked mighty pretty, Daddy, but I have no projector, and I only can see these by holding them up to the window. But I'm real happy. At least we do have some of them, Daddy, and you'll see them when you get home. I got a postcard, Christmas card from Lenora today, and one from the Dixes. They both enclosed notes. And Albina and a few of the kids who live around here. I noticed on these big pictures that you sent with the citations that you didn't have a wedding band on your finger, Daddy. I was looking for your gold band that matches mine. I don't know if you don't wear it all the time or what the story is. Goes to show how closely I examined those pictures. I got the car back yesterday, and I had a new oil filter, a new air filter, a new windshield wiper blade. Those were, the rubber was starting to rot, you know, and I didn't want to scratch up the windshield. So I had the blades replaced, and I put new antifreeze in it. I didn't wait for word to come from you, because it has Seattle, it's hit a very cold, cold spell. Now, last night it got down to 11, and tonight it is presumed to go down to zero. So they put antifreeze in it, which will protect the car to 30 degrees below zero. So this is taken care of for our trip. I had our handbrake adjusted. It wasn't as tight as it should be. And it cost me plenty. So I am not going to have the dent pounded out this month unless you want me to cash bonds. I thought I'd wait till I got my paycheck on the 4th of January and have that done. I finally finished The Cardinal. I thought it was really a very, very good book. I was real happy with it. And now I've started to read Fail Safe. These are all books that you've had for so long and you've read them all, but I'm just now getting into them. I suppose by now that you are in Bangkok and having a good time and spending money and relaxing. I hope for your sake that you are relaxing mainly. I want you back to be relaxed, Daddy, and full of vim and vigor and fight. Well, this morning Peggy Myers called, or Peggy Park. First time I've heard from her for a long, long time. I also got a Christmas card from her. She is expecting her baby the 3rd of January, so that's very close to when we had our last baby. She said she's big and fat and fasty. Feels good, but it's awfully heavy. Hope she has it before then. And Lucy Toms called, too. She's also big and fat and pregnant. And I suppose I'll be joining these girls shortly after you get back, I suppose. But Lucy is just a doll. I always enjoy talking to her, too. I had to tell both these girls my husband was a hero. Of course, they know that anyway, Dad. You know that.
I just received a box in the mail, Daddy. It was from my mom and dad. And you know, she had told me last time that she wrote that she just wasn't going to send anything because they're retired now. They just don't have any money. And she went through that big spiel. Here she sent a big box anyway. And there is a present for you in there. And I hope you don't mind, but I peeked because I, like I said before, Daddy, I'm not sending your stuff to you. I'll just keep it wrapped up. And she sent each of the kids something and something for me. So here she goes again. And I knew she was not going to send anything. She keeps saying that. She doesn't do it. So that gives us all one more present. Days, but there was nothing from you, unfortunately.